They have led us out of obscurity in this, the opening of the fourth epoch of the formative age of our faith, the promise of world peace. No book in the religious history of mankind, except the holy books of the past, has ever penetrated so far and so deep into the heart of the world and into the heart of man as this, the promise of peace. What a marvelous and soul-stirring story it is. I hope that you will take my hand and that together we will make the world remember New Delhi, December 1986, the time when that vastly needed desperately needed vast increase in the number of new believers. Some countries have 1% of the total population. Some have done wonderful things. And we are marvelous. We're marvelous. But in your own heart, ask yourself, are we marvelous enough? Have what we have done, is it good enough for Baha'u'llah, the supreme redeemer of men, the glory of God, the promise of all ages, the King of kings and the Lord of hosts? And I think you will tell yourself, it is not. And so we shall arise and see that it is. From now on, every day of your life, beloved friends, whenever you hear that name, the universal house of justice, thrill to your fingertips that you are still alive and able to serve the house of the Lord of hosts, and arise like a lion of the covenant to do something big, something really big, more than you've ever done before, whatever it is. And don't wait. Do it now. Do it today. Not tomorrow, because this is the time. Let them know how you feel in your heart. For it was Bahi. It was He, Baha'u'llah, the supreme redeemer of men, who first set down that magical name with the shrill of His supreme pen. The universal house of justice. The universal house of justice. The universal house of justice. May we all be worthy, or as soon as possible become worthy, to be part of Baha'u'llah's onward marching victorious legions, especially the 900-some souls, or 800,000, transformed souls in this room, all part of His holy, radiant, spiritual army. And this is how we do it. I salute you. Please remember me in your prayers.